The North Pole Podcast is brought to you by SantaUpdate.com.
Of North Pole Radio News here, proud to be hosting this episode of the North Pole Podcast. Our topic this time around is the secrets of Santa, and we have some special guests who will help us to learn things about Santa you never knew before. Up first is a mentor of mine, a broadcast legend here at the North Pole, Elf Barbara Wawa. World-famous North Pole celebrity reporter who has been a fixture in radio and television broadcasts at the North Pole for decades. Welcome, Barbara. It's wonderful to have you on the air again.
Hello. It's quite a new thing for me to be interviewed. I'm a little nervous.
Don't be silly. You're a dear friend of both Santa and Mrs. Claus, and I think your knowledge will really interest our listeners hoping to learn more about them.
I will do my best, Holly.
I know you will. Also joining us is the head of North Pole Security, Elf Agent X, who appears to have brought along a few guests of his own. Agent X, who are those elves with you?
Reporting for duty, ma'am. These are support elves I brought with me here, to ensure that we share good information about Santa Claus and that we don't disclose things that are classified. Tall one over there is Elf Agent Q. He works for North Pole Intelligence. Next to him is Agent P from Legal and Litigation. And finally, the quiet one over there is Agent Double P of our North Pole Standards Regulations Department.
Agent PP? Well, that's an unfortunate name.
Okay. Will they be joining in our discussion today, Agent X?
No, ma'am. They're here to make sure we don't get carried away.
Carried away? I'm afraid I don't understand.
Ma'am, we have to be careful about the things we reveal about Santa Claus and his operations. I'm sure you understand that. It's just routine, ma'am. Agent Q here sounds a little buzzer if something wanders into an area of North Pole security. Double P here will ring a little bell if we speak of Santa Claus inappropriately.
Uh-oh. This doesn't sound like a good idea.
Well, what does Agent P do? Do we really need a lawyer here?
He's here in a strictly advisory capacity, ma'am. You'll never hear him. Just pretend he's not here.
Yeah, right. Have you ever seen a lawyer be silent around a microphone?
Barb, it's okay. I'm sure this was all checked out with Santa beforehand. Did I say something wrong?
Matter of speculation, ma'am. We want to avoid speculating about what Santa would and would not do, you see. Just routine, ma'am.
I see. Well, fortunately, I'm not the one being interviewed here. You are, Agent X, and our first question is for you.
Yes, ma'am.
You have an unusual role when it comes to Santa. I can say that, right?
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, you or one of your team serves as, escort for Santa, let's say. And you get to see him when he's working and when he's not. How would you describe Santa? Generally.
He's jolly, ma'am.
Okay. Barbara, how would you describe Santa? You've seen him in so many settings, both public and private. If someone didn't know his identity, how would you describe him?
Oh, Santa, he's wonderful, Holly. He's very deferential to Mrs. Claus and always attends to her needs. He's kind to animals. He loves to laugh. He reads a great deal. He tinkers like crazy in his workshops, and he can even cut a rug now and then.
Oh, he likes to dance? Agent X, what is it?
It's the word dance, ma'am. Double P feels this word might be misconstrued for frolicking or cavorting. Santa Claus does not frolic or cavort, ma'am. Double P prefers the word sachet.
Oh, for Pete's sake, Santa does not sachet. Double P must stand for poo-poo.
It's okay, Barbara. This isn't a debate. Agent X, have you seen Santa on a dance floor?
Yes, ma'am. Just routine, ma'am.
Let's try something else. Agent X, does Santa have a dog?
No, ma'am.
What? Have you even been to the Quaz residence?
It's okay, Barb. Just hold on. Agent X, Santa does not have a dog?
He has dogs, ma'am, plural. Some of them are agents, too. Let's just say he has many dogs. Strike any other commentary from the record.
Caught by your own buzzer there, X. How seriously funny is that?
Well, Barbara, have you seen Santa's dogs?
You mean Jingles, Chuckles, and Thor? I mean, Agent Thor?
Oh, good grief, this is a disaster. So, Santa has three dogs.
No, he has five dogs, but there's no way Princess and Thumbelina could ever be secret North Pole agents. They're much too intelligent for the North Pole Intelligence Agency.
Ma'am, Agent Double P doesn't think we should be speaking ill of official North Pole agencies, especially the NPIA. It could get an elf followed, ma'am.
Okay. Good tip, Agent X. Let's get back to Santa, shall we?
Yes, ma'am.
What does Santa do when it's not Christmas? Does he ever rest? Seriously?
It's all right, ma'am. Santa does not rest, ma'am. He's always in motion. It's just routine. In the business, we like to say he recreates.
Okay. How does he recreate?
Can't tell you that, ma'am. It's classified.
Holy mother of Rudolph, Holly. This is absurd. Santa likes to restore classic cars. He likes to shoot guns. He likes to swim in cold water, hike high mountains, and he knits, Holly. He knits. The guy is a mad fiend with a needle. Agent X, would you mind your P's and Q's? He eats red meat, Holly. Gobs of it. By the pound. He eats it blood rare, too, and then he washes it down with high sugar soda, and he never eats his vegetables. He aims for stray cats when he drives his car fast. He pulls the wings off of butterflies, and he burps, Holly, all the time. He's a belching machine.
He pulls the wings off butterflies?
No, ma'am. I think she was kidding.
It's just routine.
Okay. I thought this would be a good idea for our listeners, but it's just not working out. Thank you all for being here. Maybe we should just have Santa come on the North Pole podcast himself to answer a few questions. Now, here's Elf Frank Murr to tell us about what is coming up in episode number 4 of the North Pole podcast.
Thank you, Holly. Thanksgiving at the North Pole is a huge event, and episode number 4 of the North Pole podcast will explore it all, from the food to the parades to the decorating contest that caps the day. Our goal is to explore how the North Pole celebrates Thanksgiving and why we do it.
That wraps up our third episode of the North Pole podcast. Please stay with us all season long as we track Santa daily through December 24th, and then as we follow him round the world at SantaUpdate.com. For all the merry elves here at the North Pole, I'm Elf Holly Berry wishing you a Merry Christmas.